This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. A London-bound Air India passenger plane carrying 242 people, including two pilots and 10 cabin crew members, crashed in the Meghani Nagar area near Ahmedabad Airport in Gujarat. Of the total passengers, 169 were Indian nationals, 53 British, 1 Canadian and 7 Portuguese nationals who were on board flight number AI171, which was operating from Ahmedabad to London. The injured are being taken to the nearest hospitals. One survivor with minor injuries has been found. He has been identified as Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, a British national. The Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that an operational control room has been activated at the ministry to coordinate all details available at contact numbers 011-246-10843 and 965-039-1859. It added that the ministry is committed to a swift response and full support for all affected. A dedicated helpline number +91 99741 11327 has been set up at Ahmedabad Airport for passenger queries and assistance. Another passenger helpline 1800 5691 444 has also been established by Air India to provide more information. Gujarat government has made DNA testing arrangements at BJ Medical College Ahmedabad in view of the Air India plane crash incident. Families and close ones of the flight passengers, especially their parents and children, have been asked to submit their samples at the location to identify the victims at the earliest. This was stated by Additional Chief Secretary in the Gujarat Health Department, Dhananjay Dwivedi, while talking to media.
फ्लाइट के जो पैसेंजर है उनके जो नजदीक के सगे हैं उनसे रिक्वेस्ट है कि डीएनए टेस्टिंग की व्यवस्था हम लोगों ने बीजे मेडिकल कॉलेज के कसौटी भवन में की है. आप सबसे अनुरोध है, खासतौर पे माता पिता अथवा उनके पुत्र पुत्री नजदीक के सगाओं में होते हैं कि आप डीएनए सैंपल के लिए कसौटी भवन में बनी हुई व्यवस्था पर अपने सैंपल दें ताकि दुर्घटना के जो विक्टिम है उनका आइडेंटिफिकेशन जल्दी से हो सके. प्लेन के जो पैसेंजर थे उनके सगे संबंधियों के लिए मेडिकल कॉलेज बिल्डिंग में कसौटी भवन में वेटिंग एरिया की हम लोगों ने व्यवस्था की हुई है.
लेट्स गो लाइव टू आवर अहमदाबाद कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट अपर्णा खुंट फॉर मोर अपडेट्स. Aparna, what is the latest that you have on the plane crash?
Hey Ramya, relief and rescue work has been going on continuously since afternoon, and we can see that security agencies are doing their best to recover dead bodies from the huge debris. And recently, Union Minister Amit Shah and Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu also visited the place and reviewed the rescue efforts. The dead bodies are being pulled out of the debris and taken to civil hospitals. So far, more than 100 dead bodies have been recovered. But most of the passengers on the plane are suspected to have died during the incident. But one British national and a passenger from Diu has been survived with minor injuries and is currently undergoing treatment. The Diu administration has also officially confirmed this. At present, 50 injured are being treated in civil hospital, and special arrangements have been made to provide DNA samples at BJ Medical College for the identification of the disease. As we can see that most of the bodies that were recovered were severely burned. So it became very difficult to identify them. And the operations of Ahmedabad Airport has also resumed. At present, the rescue and relief work is still on.
Thanks, Aparna, for the update. Following the Air India flight crash incident in Gujarat, Indian Railways will run two special trains to facilitate passengers from Ahmedabad. One train will operate from Ahmedabad at 12 a.m. for Mumbai, another train from Ahmedabad at 11:30 p.m. for New Delhi. Indian Coast Guard has chaired the 137th meeting of the Offshore Security Coordination Committee in New Delhi today. The meeting aimed to review the preparedness and effectiveness of the security of India's offshore installations and enhance joint response mechanisms. The committee further underscored the imperative of enhancing joint responses to safeguard vital energy infrastructure. And that is the end of this news bulletin.